At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is up and hello again, friends. This is the Jaguar Report Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Zach Schultz. Once again, this is the only fantasy podcast for fans in first place in the AFC South. Special shout out to the Bengals and the Jets for the assist. The fantasy regular season's wrapped up, so it's playoff time. Hopefully you're fighting for a trophy and not for additional shame. And as always, my rankings and scoring is half PPR. And we got to start this one off with Trevor Lawrence, who was this week's QB11, and he's fought his way back up to QB13 on the season. He had 25.1 fantasy points this week, and I don't really know what else to say other than Trevor's special, man. Coming off the ankle injury and against what quite possibly could be the best defense in the league, and Trevor somehow kept the Jags in that game. The game had the makings of a huge blowout all over it, but Trevor single-handedly kept him in it. His hot run over the last month has brought him up to QB11 to finish the regular season. His 20.4 this week was his lowest over the last four games, so hopefully he keeps up the scoring. Unfortunately, this week he's got the Ravens, and they are 30th in the league in fantasy points given up to quarterbacks. Fortunately for Trevor, the Browns are hardly ahead of the Ravens in the stat at 29th, and Trevor still made some lemonade on the day, so I'm still starting Trevor unless I have an obvious play over him. Travis Etienne was this week's running back 15, and that brings him, well, not brings him, he still holds on the running back 3 spot. He's got about a 21-point lead on Derrick Henry, so hopefully he can hold him off. And he had 15.2 fantasy points this week. He just hasn't exploded for a big fantasy day since before the Week 9 bye. They've had a handful of tough run defenses, but the offensive line has just been helpless as of late. It was another day of nowhere to run for Etienne, except for a few outside runs from the Wildcat. His 35 rushing yards matched his season low, but his 2.5 yards per carry were his season low. He does have a touchdown in two straight games. He scored from the 1 yard line this week, so blast the confetti. And he also continues to see solid work in the passing game. He had 4 catches for 37 yards again this week. So he has a nice floor to work with. It looks like Walker Little's going to play, and hopefully we can get Ezra Cleveland back as well. But it's still an uphill battle against the Ravens. They're 25th in fantasy points allowed to running backs, and like the Browns, they're just a damn good defense. You're starting Etienne without question. Don't get cute, but it is a tough pill to swallow still. Calvin Ridley was this week's wide receiver 41, and his 7.3 fantasy points brought him down to wide receiver 25. His roller coaster season just continues. Coming into this game, he either had posted 40 yards or less or 83 yards or more. His 53 yards this week was his first quote-unquote normal total of the season, I guess. He still saw 13 targets, and he only hauled in 4 catches. That's pretty sad, to be honest. Seemed like once again it was a coulda, woulda, shoulda game with Ridley. And after he got testy in the locker room today in his interview, I want to say he bounces back, but I just can't really buy in against the Ravens. Last time he was outspoken in the locker room was after the 49ers game, and he bounced back pretty well, but that was against the porous Titans secondary. It's very possible Ridley plays better this week. It just doesn't translate to a great fantasy game. He's a flex option at best this week. Zay Jones got 5.4 points, and he was wide receiver 48. He was pretty putrid this week, to be honest. 5 catches on 14 targets for 29 yards. That's not great, Bob. he just isn't good enough to overcome the talent the Browns have in the secondary, and it was pretty obvious. There were multiple plays where Trevor would put the ball in the perfect spot, and if either Zay could get like half an inch of separation or if he could make a play on the ball in the air, we could have been looking at a pretty big day for him. I personally hope to see more Parker Washington moving forward. I know he's a slot, so I don't mean that in like cut Zay's playing time or whatever, but I want to see some of the targets get shifted to Parker. And speaking of Parker Washington, wide receiver 39 this week with 7.7 points. He only had three targets, but he caught two of them for 27 yards and a touchdown. In the 2 weeks, now that without Kirk, he's brought in 8 of 9 targets, and he has 2 touchdowns. He has shown enough reliability at this point, in my opinion, to warrant more targets over Zay Jones. If you're in a really tight spot, I honestly prefer Parker Washington this week over Zay Jones, and probably even moving forward. Like I said, it looks like he's earning Trevor's trust. He did lose the fumble early in the game, but it really wasn't that bad of a fumble, I guess, and we've definitely seen a lot worse out of this team. Both of his touchdowns, however, were great plays on his part, and we have seen Trevor in the past start to lock on to guys as they start to click. I personally would much rather take the gamble on Parker over Zay, for sure. Lastly, we've got Evan Engram. He was the tight end one this week, and he's brought himself back up to tight end 5 with 27 fantasy points this week. Wow, that's all I got for him. Caught 11 for 12 targets for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's obvious, without Christian Kirk, Engram is just going to be the main guy in the passing game. I know he had less targets than both Ridley and Jones, but that was a product of game script and Trevor having to throw 50 times. He has 21 targets and essentially 2 full games without Kirk and leads the team with 177 yards and 3 touchdowns in those games as well. The Jags do a great job of getting Engram the ball in space and letting him work, but he's just also good enough on his own to make plays, like those contested catches, so he doesn't necessarily have to rely on scheme all the time. It's just a bonus for him. I'd be shocked if he didn't lead the team in targets to finish the season. Between the offensive line issues and Trevor's ankle, the ball's coming out quickly right now, and Engram is reaping the benefit. Here we go again, as the Ravens are 25th in fantasy points allowed to the tight ends. The matchup isn't great, but you're obviously starting Engram. Even if you have another stud tight end, Engram is probably worthy of a flex start. Okay, looking at the betting card from last week, I didn't play any Jaguars bets on my official card. Just with the uncertainty of the Trevor situation. And I just played 3 bets, and I went 1-2. Justin Jefferson went over, well, no, I played over 70.5 receiving yards. I played Cortland Sutton over 57.5 receiving yards, and Bijan Robinson over 95.5 rushing plus receiving yards. Like I said, 1-2 this week, which kind of hurts because it felt like a bad break week. Justin Jefferson left with a chest injury after catching 2 passes for 27 yards. I feel pretty confident he would have hit the prop. But honestly, it's just more of a bummer to see him get hurt again. Hopefully he plays this week and he just is himself moving forward. Bijan Robinson finished with 88 total yards, 8 yards shy of his prop. I got Arthur Smith for the second time this year, so shame on me, I guess. And finally, we got on the board with Cortland Sutton. He barely snuck over with 62 yards on only 3 catches. But hey, a win's a win. And the Jaguars obviously lost. They were 3-point underdogs, lost by 4. I really was hoping Doug would kick the extra point just to, you know, push the spread. But it brings the Jaguars to 8-5 on the season against the spread. They remain 3-4 at home. They're now 5-1 on the road, remain 6-2 as favorites, and are now 2-3 as underdogs. They are 3-point home underdogs this week with a game total of 42.5. Trevor's passing line is 228.5. I think he could easily do that. He threw for 257 against the Browns, and he's just been playing really well, like I mentioned. Honestly, I'm not touching it, though. This past week, Matt Stafford was the first quarterback to reach 229 yards against the Ravens. So, yeah, I don't really want to do that. Etienne's rushing yards is at 53.5. His carries are at 14.5, which I could easily see that one going under, but if you know me, I'm not playing it under, especially a Jags under. Especially a Jags under. Ugh. But in games where Jags are losing and are playing some catch up and they're not in control of the game, under 14.5 carries seems pretty solid. 22.5 receiving yards, he's hit that one in all but four games. And his rushing plus receiving yards is set at 79.5. Ridley, 47.5, is probably a decent option. I don't want anything to do with Zay. Obviously, if you, listening to my little spiel about him a minute ago. I couldn't find anything on BetMGM for Parker Washington, but a reception line and a yardage line probably be pretty low that I might be interested. But I do like Evan Ingram at 50.5, the over. Targets galore right now. They're getting him the ball in space. Yeah, I think 50.5 is an easy number, even in a tough matchup. Lamar, 215.5 passing yards, 50.5 rushing yards. And then Isaiah Likely, 34.5 receiving yards. Those are the three Ravens props that kind of caught my eye at first. I might include one in my article. But we'll see. And that's about all I got. Hopefully the Jags, you know, obviously hope they're going to win. That goes without saying. But hopefully they just don't look like shit. That's all. You know, we need to win. But I think more importantly, we need to, like, play just a good game against the Ravens, which sounds really stupid and obvious. But damn, they need a showing on Sunday night. And with that, I hope you guys have a great time at the game if you're going. I know Monday night didn't turn out as planned, obviously, but get a round two, and hopefully we get the win. But that's about all I got. I'm out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.